weapons and security guarantees. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what Ukraine wants and plans to ask the U.S. for.
Ukrainian President Zelensky now saying that Secretary of State Blinken and Secretary of Defense Austin will visit Ukraine today. They will be the highest ranking American officials to visit this country since the war started 2 months ago. Ukrainian President Zelensky was very direct, saying the American delegation should not come with empty hands and Ukraine is expecting specific things and weapons.
Fox's Matt Finn, the White House hasn't confirmed that Secretaries Blinken and Austin would be stopping in Kyiv. A political call to arms in California, where House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy delivered a pep talk ahead of the midterm elections. He believes the GOP will gain control of the chamber.
They only have a 5-seat majority. That's the lowest majority they've had in almost 100 years. So you know what? They're not going to give us the majority. We're going to have to earn it.
When Senator Orrin Hatch first arrived in Washington, he says things were different. The Republican who served the people of Utah for more than 40 years passed away yesterday at the age of 88. He said this when he retired in 2019.
Since I first came to the Senate in 1978, the culture of this place has shifted fundamentally, and not for the better, in my opinion.
Hatch was a staunch conservative, but was also known for teaming with Democrats on a range of issues. An uptick of COVID-19 cases in China's capital means more testing for people who live in Beijing. In the city's largest district of nearly 3.5 million residents, people need to test 3 times this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Across much of the country, masks are now optional on public transportation. That decision was made by a judge, something the White House's chief medical advisor questions.
I think it's a bad precedent when decisions about public health issues are made by people, be they judges or what have you, that don't have experience or expertise in public health.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox's Cavuto Live. If flying without the mask mandate has you worried, some airlines say they're willing to work with you and in some cases even provide refunds for upcoming flights. They say timing is everything, even ill timing.
This past Wednesday, April 20th, or 420, marked the unofficial yearly holiday dedicated to smoking marijuana. And yes, the Missouri State Highway Patrol wasted little time in pointing that out after officers found over 500 pounds of marijuana at the scene of a Wednesday car crash. A pickup truck traveling on I-70 accidentally hit 2 semi-trucks, sending the vehicle out of control and scattering the 500 pounds of weed all over the highway. 2 men from Mexico now facing felony drug trafficking charges. The highway patrol saying on social media, quote, "You don't see this every day, but it is 420. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
It could dominate the skyline in parts of Northern Virginia. Amazon's second headquarters has unanimously been given the go-ahead by local lawmakers.
The unique helix-shaped tower will be the centerpiece of Amazon's emerging second headquarters in Arlington County. The spiraling 350-foot corkscrew tower features a walkable ramp wrapping around the building with trees and greenery to resemble a mountain hike. Amazon says the building is meant to help people connect to nature, and the outdoor mountain climb will be open to the public on weekends.
Fox's Ann Carrick. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.